Zoe, the oldest daughter, stood in the high arch between the living room and hallway. She looked frightened, tiny, and very alone in the doorway. "It's okay, hon," he said. "I'm okay. Come here for a sec." He opened his arms and she went to him, taking the long way around the couch to avoid walking next to me. She fell into his hug and then both of them began to cry. I wondered if she had seen her father cry before. "It's okay," he said again, smoothing her hair. "It's okay, Zoe. I love you so much. You're such a good girl." "I love you, Daddy," Zoe whispered. "We'll do this later," I said softly. "Another time. I've got your statement on file. I don't need much more anyway." He looked at me appreciatively, the side of his face pressed against Zoe's head. She had softened her posture now and curled to meet the shape of his hug. I could tell that they were close, and I thought of Janny. "Please let me know if there's anything I can do," he said. "I do want to help. If I could just take a quick walk through the house, it would be useful for me," I said. "Of course." I turned to go, but then stopped and spoke again, only because I couldn't help myself. "You're doing exactly the right thing," I told him. "Your children will get you through this. Keep them close." "I will. They're all I have now. Thank you. You're very considerate." I left it at that, and if I had to guess, I'd say he knew it wasn't just a cop's advice I was offering. It was a father's and a husband's. Suddenly, I didn't want to be at this house any longer than I had to be.